What's up, guys? This is the 91 Podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Lund. I got my two great hosts with me, Varghese Anthony.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
And Roger Kumar.
What's up?
And for this podcast, you know, I thought we could just take a step back from cars, kind of just introduce ourselves, who we are, what got us into the hobby of just learning about cars, and why we decided to start this podcast. So I'm just going to hand it off to Varghese, you know, start us off.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, John. So, you know, we've all kind of been good friends since I believe we met way back in seventh grade. And we've been from seventh grade through high school, through almost most of college. We haven't been at the same college, but we were at the same middle school and high school, certainly. And, you know, we've all kind of been interested in cars. We kind of got into it in our own little ways. But that's one kind of constant we've had, I would say, throughout our whole friendship, you know. So taking this kind of next leap, I guess, it wouldn't even really be a leap because we've spent so much of our time just talking about cars, you know, in a Carl's Jr. parking lot. What do you think, Roger? Like, what got you into cars?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was always my dad. My dad got me into cars. He's owned a plethora of different cars. And
right.
For us, you know, it was more than just researching them and being into them. It was, we all had did our fair share of driving in different cars from, you know, our crappy beaters to our really nice cars that
yeah.
we had the opportunity to enjoy. So we really covered a wide spectrum, and I'm not going to go into all those cars now because we're not going to have any content, but I think that what really sets our podcast apart is that we have that chemistry because we are good friends. We're not just three random people.
Right, right. Yeah.
We live in a smack dab in the middle of nowhere, you know. nothing for agriculture, but for miles. So.
Just desert.
Yeah, so, you know, finding, you know, these two guys that all are also into cars, you know, it's like, dang, I can talk to people and, yeah.
Among other things as well, and hopefully our stories will come out because we do have some funny stories, definitely.
Yeah, throughout the years. Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. So like, I mean, okay, so the podcast is about cars, but one thing that I think is personally like really cool about it is the variety that we plan to pack into our shows. You know, it's not all about just the fastest sports cars or, you know, what the latest 0-60 times are going on out there. I know that gets a little monotonous, at least for me. I'm sure I speak for both of you guys as well when, you know, most of the content out there is kind of just focused on one little thing. It's like a niche community, but, you know, like, John, what would you say, like, your kind of bread and butter is when it comes to cars, like a category?
You know, for me, it's all about the Japanese cars. I just love, you know, anything that comes out of the land of the rising sun. Mm. You got, you know, I grew up watching Initial D, so I just, you know, love watching cars just drift the mountain roads, even though we don't have those here. So
right,
you know, tough. But you know, it's not all about the Japanese cars either. One of my favorite reality shows right now is Roadkill on Motor Trend, and that's about American muscle cars and just watching them fix it up and just having fun. Like, you know, I hope someday this podcast evolves into that, but yeah.
What about you, Raja? What would you say, like, is your kind of, you know, TV show or bread and butter of cars?
Yeah, I mean, I've had the luxury of owning and dailying some really nice cars and right. 300 TD, you guys remember that one?
Yeah.
All the way to, you know, some beat up Suzuki four-wheel drives. So, I mean, I think that's my niche right there. Those budget-oriented four-wheel drive Suzukis, Isuzu, Daihatsu. And
yeah.
Just seconding, moving from that, obviously, I really like TFL Truck. I like their stuff. And you can tell that it's really raw right now.
Right, yeah. I would say, for those of you kind of watching, I would say most of John's picks out of Japan are going to be cars that you're not thinking about, from Japan. Like, I would say it's cars you would think, oh, it's going to be that. And it oftentimes it's not. And I'd say for you, Raj, like most of the stuff you pick, it's really detail oriented. Like, you may be like, at first you almost always hit it with the, like, why would you choose that? Like, why would you pick that? But then you kind of go through the details and you kind of see, well, there might be something serious, you know, whether it be under the hood or overall as a vehicle. I guess I would just leave me, for me, you know, like me and Raja, we have the same thing. I'm a huge TFL fan, you know, been a fan for a long time. But my thing is trucks. I just like pickup trucks. Some of you guys may have picked up from the last podcast, big V8 guy. Can't get away from it. I don't know. It's just an infection for me. Love diesels. So, you know, anything from light trucks, you know, whether it be a Ranger, a Tacoma, all the way up to like Kenworths and Peterbilts, even the new Cat trucks that are out on the road, you know, that's kind of where I get down. But I think that brings up a good point, you know, about the variety in the show. It's not really focused on, you know, what you should do with your money or what you should do for enjoyment. You know, what do you think about that, John?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if it comes to sports cars, I'm your guy. Ruggies, you got trucks. Raj is somewhere in between, but
the middleman.
Yeah, the middleman. He owns both, but yeah, I think
I go both ways.
Yeah.
Only in cars, though.
Hey, but I will give him, when it comes to 4x4s, I got to say, you've surprised me with the amount of, you know, some of his picks for, I mean, and you'll probably see in later podcasts we have, but like, I'm telling you, all their picks are cars you're not even going to know about. And then you think, what? And then it'll take a video or two of research, and then it kind of starts clicking in.
But that's a good, I think, segue. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good segue into kind of hoping you guys roll into our first podcast that we did, and we discussed cars that we think are going to appreciate that you can buy today, as well as cars that are kind of budget oriented, you know, sub 10,000, I think John's pick was, but mine and Varghese's were well under $6,000. It's really fun. And that's kind of the stuff we're going to do for you guys. And our hope is to keep them really short and sweet. I know our first one is a little bit longer, but our goal is to bring you about maybe a 10 to 12 minute podcast and video supplemented on my YouTube channel to start until we get our YouTube channel up and running.
Yeah.
What we really want to do with this podcast is like, just put a question out there that you, the viewers, can also chime in on while we also discuss like our opinions on it. Right.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if talking about cars is like a niche hobby almost, but like, you kind of have to go maybe out of your way to find people to talk about it. Like, not everyone's a car guy, not a car girl. Right. So like, what I think this podcast wants to do is just like give people an outlet. I think that's how I'm trying to say it. Give people an outlet to like just discuss about cars, you know, listen in on our arguments, how, and like formulate your own, you know, thoughts about like, how do we defend ourselves or, you know, argue on this topic.
Right. Yeah. And to speak on that a little bit more, you know, it's not like a completely serious, like, you have to do this, otherwise you've made like a bonehead financial move, nothing like that. You know, it's just casual, just good fun. And I think one of the nice things about this podcast that a lot of people will enjoy is it's pretty low barrier for entry. You know, it's not a bunch of jargon. You know, we're not talking about like piston rings and you have to know like what an LSD is and a clutch, carbon clutch. You know, it's not like that. It's just real casual, just three best friends, honestly, like just three best friends talking about cars. Like I said, it's really not that big of a jump considering that we used to do this almost once a month.
Honestly, what you're hearing from our podcast is probably what we would be talking like weekly, you know?
On a standard, yeah, any night. So, yeah, I mean, with that, you know, Raj, you want to go ahead and wrap it up, the business end?
I mean, definitely. So you can go ahead and find us on Instagram and Twitter, and our handle is 91_podcast. Mm-hmm. That's where we're going to be interacting with you guys. We don't expect a lot of people to show up, but if you want to talk to us raw, I mean, this is a good opportunity for you guys to do that. And we're going to grow together. And I think what John is talking about is this car community that we're hopefully going to create with everybody. And
you know, nothing too serious, nothing too heavy. Mm. But if you do just want to get in your car, maybe go for a Sunday drive and listen to something easy like this podcast, you can find us on anchor.fm. We're 91 podcasts. It's just 91 podcasts. Also, we're available on Spotify if that's something you're interested in. But give us a couple weeks, and we're going to be on Apple Podcasts and a couple of other platforms as well.
This is 91 podcasts. We are bringing you the highest octane automotive content. Yep. And we will catch you at the pump next time.
See ya.
All right. See ya.